This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Starbucks has made no secret that it wants a $100 billion market capitalization, and we're getting a sense of how it thinks it might get there. This morning, more on a move to sell alcohol at the coffee chain. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on what is behind the move and the potential pitfalls.
It's no guarantee Starbucks can draw the hardcore happy hour crowd, but Bloomberg Industries analyst Jennifer Bartasha says the coffee shop chain may be able to lure in young people who've grown up in the store's overstuffed chairs nibbling cookies.
If the millennials start to reach adulthood, an offering of wine and light snacks may actually be something that's very appealing.
Starbucks has got several dozen stores selling liquor today, with plans to expand to 40 by the end of the year. With this comes practical costs, liquor licenses, training staff, just washing dishes. But former Starbucks executive John Moore, who runs the marketing consultancy Brains on Fire, says it's more than that.
There's an old saying that is so true. There is no and in brand. If you try to stand for everything, you ultimately stand for nothing.
This beer and wine move comes after Starbucks spent hundreds of millions to expand its reach into juice, baked goods, and tea. The risk, says Moore, a diluted brand, a word no coffee company ever wants to touch. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.